So let's think of the Rima Yaka. So let's review a second. Chazal, the Kriya Shema is something which is really independent of Tefillah. Chazal incorporated Kriya Shema into Tefillah. And they made Kriya Shema, they gave Kriya Shema two brachas, the Paner Lachreo, and they were mechaber. They were mechaber Kriya Shema, the end of the brachas, together with Tefillah, in having a smichas gula tefillah. So Chazal cemented it into it. The logic is pashit. It's because tefillah is standing in front of Ribono Shel Olam. So to get yourself in the mood, or to get yourself in the mindset, the perception that you're standing in front of Ribono Shel Olam and you're addressing him, you need to have that type of sense of it. Kriya Shema gives you a sense of Ribono Shel Olam, and Birchas Kriya Shema and give you a setting for it. There are three Birchas Kriya Shema. One is understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the context of the universe. Yotzeor v'Rechoshech, Shevach v'Malachim, etc. Then there is the Ribono Shel Olam in the context of Klal Yisrael. And that's Av Rav and Sinas Torah. That is two. Afterwards, you have Smichas Gula Tefillah. Gula is where the Ribono Shel Olam, who was the Ribono Shel Olam, brought the world into being, was Meyachad Klal Yisrael, is interferes in the Bria and has Hanhog in the Bria to bring everything to its tachlis. That's Geula. So once we have that, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved and he reaches out and he gives and he does, we're now ready for Tefillah. So that's the sweeping sense of it. Each one of these particulars have interesting things. Last time we spoke about Midas Yom Balayla Midas Hayel Bayom, we spoke about that a lot. I want to take a look a little bit on the Ribai Yaka on Yotzar. The person is now being Mesada Psukim about Maisa Bracious. And this is generally speaking, we said this a few times, there's a klal in the Tefillahs that Chazal preferred to incorporate the Lashonis of Psukim in their words in Tefillah. You're much safer, so to speak, when you take a pasuk and you sort of blend it into Tefillah, you know that you're standing on solid ground. So even though they don't quote Psukim directly, but the flavor of it is, Tzameh la'aretz is Valmi lo yokum oirehu. Who is not nenef ha'katrofus oire? V'zeh mitchilas precious, that's a fate of precious. Uvetuvet chayit tamid ratzloyim al hazmanim kulam. Achoizim cholilo tamid. So let's talk about this point. This is a point that he sort of is dealing with a stira. It says mechadesh b'tuvay b'chol yom tamid. He's always being mechadesh. The word always is like saying this person always says over the same chiddush. When a person is saying Torah, he says chiddush of Torah, he always says the same chiddush. That's an oxymoron. If you say the same chiddush, not the same chiddush. What it means is HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two inyonim woven into the Bria constantly. One is that the Bria has cycles of chiddush. It's not monotonous. There's day, night, summer, winter, spring, fall, and so on. Those are important points for us. If we wouldn't have chiddush, we'd be lacking stuff. Two, we also have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tmidus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's constancy. Let's understand why these two things are important. I want to talk about it in a minute. Imagine somebody gives you a check every week. Use your imagination very strongly. and imagine. So every a person sends you in $100 a week, $1,000 a week, and you keep getting it. So the klal is whatever it is that's constant becomes less and less noticed. The thing we do most in our lives is breathe, hopefully. And if you ask somebody, so how do you breathe? The person, I don't know, you breathe. It's, God forbid, when somebody is sick and it's hard to breathe, he notices how much he breathes in, how much he breathes out, and so on and so forth. We walk. How do you walk? No idea. When I need to strain myself and jump very far, I know what I do. I push back and I go because it's not often. Anything that happens regularly and constantly becomes off our radar screen, falls off our radar screen, and we have a hard time to hurry. On the other hand, anything that constantly changes is erratic. It's not something that has a metzios chazaka v'kayemes. I look, so Lemarshal, if this person sometimes sends in a donation, sometimes not, then I know when he sends a donation, but if I don't feel that I can rely on the person. I can't say this person supports me. He occasionally sends it. Let's say a person, you know, when I need a new suit, all of a sudden this person sends in money for a suit. When I need a new car, he sends the money for a new car. So I have over there a sort of a blending of the chiddush and the tmidus. I have a blending of the person's, he's there for me always, I can rely on him, but because it varies, it has in itself a sense where I can notice it. The klal gadol is, our mind is built to sense change, not consistency, but the things that we hold up are consistent and not things that change. The things that we ascribe real metzias to, the laws of nature, are considered to us to be a real metzias because they never ever change. People's reactions change. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkocha and anhaga to us goes in two ways. First of all, it is consistent, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's metzias is immutable. Secondly, the hanhaga has in itself, it's a pattern of change, so it allows us to notice it. We wake up in the morning, we have a different sense than we went to sleep at night. We see a sun rising, we see a sun setting. You know, the world could have been like lit, and that's it. But there'd be no perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says in Chazal that one of the reasons why the Dor HaNoach, why the Dor HaMabul sinned, it says the weather was like between Pesach to Shavuos. It was spring all year round. So the Pashto Pshat in it is that, you know, when the weather is very cold, you dress and you stay indoors, you don't go out much. When the weather's extremely hot, you don't run around doing very much. When the weather is perfect, that's when you go to the beach and do what you shouldn't do. So the fact that the climate was so temperate, it was like Hollywood all year round, and that was not good. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in, you know, Cleveland winter, Phoenix summer, and b'meila, that's the pashut pshat of Chazal. But there's another knesh. When the world is constant, then there's no sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It recedes in the background. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said there will now be Chorish and Kotzer. And like we saw in Shabbos, the Shamsa Paul Hurst says, Oid kol yimei oilam. Esnachta. There were two avtachas. First of all, the world will exist forever. Secondly, there will be a pattern of spring and fall and summer and winter. Those are two separate mahalchim that when they come together, give us that sense. So just like, you know, when a person gets a check every week, like a government thing, it goes underneath the radar screen, but when your mother is there for you, oh, you need a suit, here's money for a suit, you know, you look like you need this, you need that, So the fact that it's constantly, but in different ways, that keeps that sense alive. So when we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constant, because he is, immutable, because he is, and we also want to be able to feel and sense the varieties to make that. So the tefillah is Hamel Aretz. When I woke up this morning, there's a moment of Osiris. Last night was dark, and everything was tired, and now the world is lit up, and things are came alive again. You know, it's a spring. When a spring comes every year, it always is very, it moves you. You know, for a while, everything was dead. And one morning, you wake up, and the there's green on the trees, the flowers beginning to sprout, and mosquitoes all over the place, like from nothing. So that sense of it gives you a sense of it. You walk and you see everything is dying now. The colors of all of those things give. So the bracha of Yetzer speaks v'zeo tamid. So mechadish bechol yoim tamid. V'zeo tamid al shem v'yoim v'lai lo yishbaisu. Right now I'm going to read the Shrabba Chadosh Nefkorim. Al shata mechadish etan kol boike Rabba Munasev. So the constant chiddush allows us to be to be makia HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're able to see the consistency of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're able to be makia because there's chiddush. B'yeshev pashas HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechadosh b'chol yom malachim chadoshim l'shapoi. V'rishenim sofim b'nahar dinur. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates new malachim every day to Mishabeachim. The first ones he burns in the Har Dinur. V'cholat chadoshim ayim mishir lefon chol yoyim v'yoyim chol yoyim yoyim mischachi. V'ayin erichsiv v'ein kol chodesh tachs ha-shemesh, ein zeh tachs ha-shemesh. V'oy kol chodesh nazit v'mosh yish mei breishas. So this kind of sounds strange. What does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates new malachim every day and burns old malachim? Like, maybe it's a recycling of some sort. Maybe the Nar Dinur is like a recycling river. But what's the point of it? What does that mean? So the understanding of it is there's a lashon in the Zohar that the begadim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears in the morning, he doesn't wear at night, and so on. And malachim are the vehicle through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates to us. And the malachim that are created are a reflection of how it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us. That's what malachim are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us in a different language every day. All Divrei Musa can be summed up in two words. Do right. Basically, no matter how, the bottom line of every Musa is do the right thing. If that message would not sit well, you change the vehicle, the way you communicate it to a person, you know, it, depending on the person, depending on the time, on the situation, location, and so on. So the change of malachim means HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us in a different language every day, presents himself differently, and that's the root of what we mean that every day has a different avoda. There's one of the big mashpiyim, I forgot who it is, maybe it's, I don't remember. He starts off every Musa Shmuz, today is this and this day of Parshas Lech Lecha, third day Parshas Lech Lecha, Tov Shin Ayin Ches. There never ever was a day like this in Bris Olam. There never, never, ever will again be a day like this. And every day has its top. The Tzitzis Farm write, if Avram Zokin Bo Vayomim, so Chazal say he brought the days with him. Every single day, it's not the pshat we have 120 years during which we can do something good. We have 120 years to take the 120 years of of each day is filling in a different piece. And if we miss a day, we're missing a piece. It's not the same chance to do everything. It's like I have 100 hours to do an assignment. So I could push myself to do the last 10 hours. It's the same thing, it's just a time period. When a person has a lifetime, every day is a different day from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every day has its avoda, its mahalchim, and what it's supposed to do. So this is reflected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating malachim every day. And each one says Shira lefana v'chol yoyim b'yoyim. The Shira means this is the sum total of the unique Sheva of Pitcher. So b'meila, when in Yoytze Or we say the Shira of the Malachim, we say Kaddish Kaddish, Shabbat Kaddish Hashem, and so on. What we're doing is reflecting that in ourselves as well. So Mechadish B'tuvah Koyim Kamed brings both reflections in together. First of all, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the center of the Bria, and secondly, that each day there is Chiddush, and that Chiddush is our Avodah and what we're supposed to do and so on. Okay, we'll hold it in. Hopefully we'll be a little more organized next time. You can send me the recording somehow. I don't know.
Okay.